Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, you know, make big plays. You know, you look at the first game, you know, just about every run was sprung off a block, you know, behind me. So, you know, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out. I feel like I'm doing a good job with things that are asked of me. I know the good things will come, patience. You know, I'm not worried too much about the outside noise, about fantasy football. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I'm worried about this team.
See, I love Mark Andrews' answer. I don't care. I don't know whether it's BS or not, and I don't care. Mark Andrews is focused on one thing. Mark Andrews knows this, Ed.
You ain't going to let Prodigy cook real quick?
Whether I produce individually or win the Super Bowl, somebody's going to sign me. Because if he's the starting tight end or one of the starting tight ends on the Super Bowl team with the career that he has, he's going to get a contract. If he doesn't win the Super Bowl but puts up big numbers, he's going to get a contract. So one way or another, Mark Andrews knows he's taken care of. He sounds like, to me, the only thing he wants this year is that Lombardi trophy. That's how he sounds to me.
Yeah, I would believe that's true. I mean, it's got to be frustrating on their part to they hear what everybody says. They played in those games. He, of all people, of course, has a, I'm sure bears a 55-gallon drum of guilt. I bet he does want to make it good, make it right.
Well, you know, like, I think you have to love what he's saying here because it would be very easy for someone to go, yeah, man, you know, I want to get the ball more. We lost game one. I would have loved to have had it. He's saying all the right things, and I know it's not just coach speak because I think that's kind of who he is.
I was about to say, call me naive, but I don't feel as coach speak with him. I feel like that's really – he was here from the beginning, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I started this gangster, you know, but anyway. You know, he was here from the very beginning of this whole new regime. I think if anybody wants to win, to put an exclamation point on if this really is the end, is Mark Andrews. Lamar Jackson wants it because he wants it. It ain't the end for Lamar Jackson. This might be the end for Mark Andrews here in Baltimore. I don't give him a pass for dropping the ball in the playoffs. I don't give him a pass for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give him a pass for ducking the media and not saying anything. However, I'm not going to erase Mark Andrews' career in Baltimore because of those two things. He's a bad dude. And I want that bad dude to focus on helping me win football games more so than focusing on his personal stats.
Yeah, and again, like, he would have, if you're looking at someone at this point of their career who obviously wants to win a Super Bowl, but also next year probably wants to get paid whatever a fair deal is. I mean, if that is coming back here on a cheaper deal, we don't know because you're probably going to get more money from someone else. So trying to end on that high note, and I love the fact that, look, the thing we think about tight ends is catching the football.
Yep.
It ain't the only part of his job. It's not.
He said he's doing other aspects right now.
Yeah. I mean, he could have got that block in Buffalo, but we ain't going to talk about that one. But, I mean, you did get a bunch of other ones, you know?
Yeah.
He was just like, look, he did the filet where he's like, is that my guy? Is it? Oh.
So to answer what I said, Jeremy said, I'm not going to give him a pass for missing that block, but that's still Mark Andrews.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that guy, look, I'll take him on my team any day of the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, it's our job, Ed, to analyze, to critique, and give opinions. And when he screws up, we give that.
Absolutely.
However, overall, I'm not in a hurry to replace Mark Andrews.
I got
to
admit,
not
though,
even close.
Because I am kind of that meme where, you know, the guy's walking next to the girl and he turns around and he looks at the other girl.
Yeah.
That's Isaiah Likely.
Oh, yeah, me too.
By. It's like, what is this? Huh? Yeah, because that's the guy you need to ink up and lock up.
See, I'm the other guy. They don't have a meme for me. I want to take the girl that I'm with and introduce her to the other girl and walk away with both of them. I want Likely and Andrews, and I don't. Well, I gotta choose. Why can't I have both?
My luck, they'd both go away together, and there I would be, handsome.
What's on your phone?
What? What do you mean?
Camera.
Oh. I want to watch
video.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Video, bro. Yeah, I like both of them. I want both of them. I do. I mean, if I got to choose, yeah, I'll choose the younger one. But, oh.
That's Ed. Ed, you agree? If you got to choose, you'll choose the younger one?
You just shut yourself out of a whole demographic. Yeah.
Okay. If I got to choose, I'll choose the younger type. No, I can't do that either. The younger player. How's that? Yeah. That better? The younger, more productive football player, if I have to choose.
Ooh. But again, like...
The whole show came to a screech, didn't it?
Oh.
This happened last year, though, too, where he started off
about
slow.
50,000 gorgeous women in their 40s and 50s.
Y'all know what I mean.
Go to another station just now.
Y'all know what I mean. We were talking football. I went back to talking football and NFL and Ravens.
Yeah, Rob said you guys look good for older women.
We ain't doing this. We ain't doing this. You ain't doing this to me. I love all y'all. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your prediction, Ed, win a Super Bowl or not, is Mark Andrews a Raven in 2026?
No. I don't think so.
Is it a mistake?
No, I mean, it's just, I think if this happens, as I said, if they win the Super Bowl, they don't win, I just think they run a really good organization. They do things, they seem to be smart on their moves. And if that would be one of those really, really hard things to do, because he grew up in this organization, but I could see them saying, well, we can't afford all these people, and we have this guy now. And we have Likely.
I agree with Ed that he's gone, Jeremy, but it's not a mistake because the Ravens don't make those kind of mistakes.
Look,
they got a plan.
If you're looking at it, it's not a mistake. It just
no. It's just I said they're smart.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like again, if they win the Super Bowl, Mark's like, hey, I want to try to run this back, and comes back on a lesser deal. I mean, that's always a possibility. I don't expect that, but you have to look at what you have to pay. If you're paying Likely, how are you paying him when you're thinking about Linderbaum and you're thinking, what are we doing with Owe? You know, and then you start talking about some of the other pieces on this team that you'd like
just
to extend.
Hamilton.
Yeah, it's there's a lot that has to go on with signing your own that once you look at a Mark Andrews at this point in his career, I think you have to say goodbye unless you get him at your price.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.